My Machine, can I help you?
Yeah, is Alan in?
No, Alan was here Tuesday. He's not coming back in until next Tuesday, actually.
Okay, he's the only one who... Yeah, he's the only one who does all the financing for you guys, right? Nobody else really helps him out with that?
Debbie does, too.
Okay, is maybe she around then?
Debbie only works till 2 o'clock. She works 6 to 2.
Okay, okay.
She'll be in tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's fine. Could I just leave you with my number, then pass it along to her for when she gets back in?
Will do. Let me grab a piece of paper.
All right.
Go ahead. Your name?
My name's Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm calling with Cardiff. And then my number is 858-252-1481.
Any extension?
No, that's my direct dial. Does she maybe have an email I could reach her at, too? I know she's probably a pretty busy lady.
Actually, the best way to get a hold of her is via email. It's DH.
Okay, good. That's the one I had, the DH
that's
one.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the
All
one.
Right,
that's
cool.
Debbie, that's her name, Debbie Hanlon, so she takes care of it. And then it goes right from hers, it goes right to Alan, since they work side by side.
Right, right, right. Do you know if they maybe have any big plans or anything coming up for the rest of 2016?
No, I do not have any plans.
Okay, have you guys been...
For this year at all, because I've already purchased 4 new machines in the last 8 months, and I'm done this year. I'm waiting for my next machine to take a crap, which is probably not going to be, and I hope not until beginning of next, if I can... push it off because I want it this year.
Right, I see. You sound pretty familiar with that, though. I mean, do you handle some of the financing?
I've been here for 30 years. I'm the one that pretty much runs the whole show. And when I say if it goes, that's when I said to them that we are buying.
Right, right. Are you part owner then?
No, there's only one owner, but he pretty much just runs machines. He doesn't do anything else.
Is that still Dale, or...?
That's Dale, yeah.
Okay, for
sure, He doesn't like to deal with the money, he doesn't like to deal with the phone.
You just gotta get the job done, right?
He just wants us to take care of it all, which all of us have been here forever, so we know this like the back of our hands.
You said you brought on some machines earlier this year, though?
Yeah, we bought 4.
What machines did you guys bring on?
Yeah, we bought 3 mills and 1 manual mill.
Oh, nice, so probably pretty big purchase for you guys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How much did all that end up running you guys for?
Actually, it wasn't too bad. It was 1.2, I think.
Oh, nice. Did you guys go through with that?
No, we did cash out.
So. Oh, you guys just paid cash for that?
Yeah. It was that time we got a good deal, blah, blah, done.
That's just a lot of cash to be paying out of pocket for that.
Yeah, it was a good deal and done.
Right, right. Well, I mean...
financing, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, clean, get it taken care of, right? Get the jobs rolling and start having those machines making you money, right?
Well,
I mean, we also do, lease buybacks, so if you guys ever wanted to get some of that cash back, kind of wanted to use our cash to, finance those machines instead, we could definitely work something out for that.
Yeah, but definitely for the next time when we will be purchasing, it will be financed, so.
Yeah, because, I know that's a big chunk of change to, and that's what I was just going to say, too, is we also do capital, so, if you guys needed some unsecured cash or, just some cash to, help till, next job and whatever, you could definitely get something like that done, too.
Certainly. I got your number, and I'll pass it on to them, but I know for sure I'm not going to be purchasing for the end of the
year. Yeah, until probably next year.
Unless they do another, unless it takes crap and they do another tax-off thing.
Yeah.
We didn't have to pay for the taxes and stuff on it.
Because you guys already reached that cap limit, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
What's the machine that you guys are waiting on that's next up on the agenda?
It's another mill.
Oh, another one of those mills?
Yeah, CNC mill. Looking at one, it's on the range of about 100 and 110.
Okay, so not too bad then?
Not too bad.
Do you guys
want to buy it?
Yeah.
Still don't want to buy one.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. Do you guys have a lender that you do lean on when you do need some financing, or?
If he did, he didn't actually use an outside bank when we did finance it. It was straight through his bank, our bank.
Oh, okay.
So, but I don't know if he'd be doing that at all.
Really, was that kind of the only time you guys have financed then?
Yeah, since his sister passed, that used to do it. Yeah. That was, it's been like 8 years.
Well, and he's just been cashing out ever since?
Yeah.
I see. Well, I mean, you said that's kind of cutting into the cash flow too then, or?
Not yet, because business is super right now. But
yeah, it's good to hear too, if you guys can, you know, bring it back, right?
Yeah, but as, you know, right now, I'm sure he doesn't want to be spending anymore.
Yeah, I know for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that's kind of where, you know, a lot of our clients use the capital because, you know, it is unsecure and, you know, you can use it as you see fit for the business, you know, no collateral with that as well. So, you know, if you guys just needed, you know, payroll, anything like that, you know, that's where that comes into play, but.
Absolutely.
Perfect. All right, well, is that maybe a good time I could check back in with you guys, maybe towards, like, the end of the year, see how you guys are doing, if you're ready to bring on that new mill or maybe if the old one breaks down?
Yeah, I would say probably mid-November would probably be a good time to do that.
All right, sounds good. And is that, like, typically when you guys, you know, like, to evaluate the the financials and, you know, see where you're at and where you stand
typically,
for next year?
Right before Christmas, it's the end of the quarter-ish for us.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, it worried about that machine maybe going that route, so as far as that goes it would probably be a better time.
Yeah definitely. And do you guys have any, you know, big plans for 2017 with all the business you guys have, you know, coming on, anything to expand or, you know, maybe generate some more money?
I hope hire more people because I'm about drained. I don't know about any of that.
Putting in too much work on your end of it, right?
For sure.
Well, yeah, it definitely sounds like we need to get you guys some of that capital, and then you can get some new employees, you know, get some of that cash flow coming back. And
actually get some employees to show up would be awesome.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to work and shoot over that email.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.